This is Spike.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are. You are.
This is you.
All right, knock it off. Knock it off.
Hello, everybody. We're back.
Hey, what's up? Another fun episode of Chew and Spike podcast. Huge meal today, man. Giant meal. We're both like ready to pass out. And so we just decided to get with it and get this show going. So if we seem a little lethargic.
Yeah. That'd be the word.
You know why. So, well, we wanted to pay kind of respects and some special attention to something that I kind of glossed over quite a bit, which was the Hover One Alpha Cargo, which when I first looked, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And then after we got out of the box and looked at it a little bit, I was so interested in other stuff that I didn't pay a lot of attention to it. I was just kind of like, eh, it's not for me, you know, and I ended up going with
Journey Max.
Yeah, I end up really liking that one a lot.
Yeah, so he wanted the Journey Max. We both wanted the Journey Max. And
then after a lot of thought, it just, you know, when riding the Alpha Cargo around.
When we were doing the reviews, and we were, or not the reviews, but when we were talking about them, and I was talking about the cargo, Spike was acting like the cargo was just not that impressive, and I'm like, man, you got to ride it again. So when we got done at some point in there, well, actually at the car show, Spike brought the cargo, and I rode around the bus, and he rode around the cargo. It's kind of cool. We were the only ones that were allowed to ride scooters there. Yeah. Nobody else was riding scooters or anything.
Yeah, it was very cool.
We were called the scooter guys. It was pretty cool. So, but I was driving around on the bus thinking, man, this thing tears across the grass pretty easily. And I was impressed with it. And then Spike showed up a little bit later, and he had the cargo. And I'm like, I don't know if this is going to get through the grass. And it went right through the grass easily. I was so impressed.
Yeah, it was no problem getting through it.
And he that's when he started falling in love with it. He was starting to like it more and more. But we drove around for a long time.
Yeah. You know,
we drove around on the grass. And like I was saying in other times, grass eats the battery, just like hills. So we drove around in the grass, drove up some hills and stuff, and everything that we threw at that cargo, it wasn't any kind of a torture test, but driving around for a long time, we had a ball. And it did everything that we expected of it.
What threw me at first was the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I thought 350, you know, 7.5 amp battery, you know, 36 volt. You know, I just thought, well, it's kind of like...
And then also very... 220 pounds.
Yeah, right.
Right.
But I just thought the major guts, you know, the guts of it, I thought, seemed very rock... Not rock bottom, but I don't know the right word for it, but it seemed like low on the totem pole for like the name cargo.
Entry
it just
level.
Seemed to me like it was something you would put extra weight on and lug some stuff around. That's the idea I got for it. But the idea is grab a bag of groceries, something you get from a party store or whatever, throw it in the back of that, ride home. You know, something simple, probably not full on grocery shopping, but. And then when you start riding it around, though, you don't realize how easily, I don't know what it is that makes that 350-watt motor, I mean, it gets right up to 16 real fast. I mean, just as fast as any scooter would. A lot of it's got to be the weight displacement, the way your weight is in the middle. You know, on a scooter, a lot of times your weight is more on the back wheel.
Okay.
So it's got to be maybe the weight displacement, so there's not so much pressure on that back wheel that you're sitting right over top of. You're a little more in the middle, kind of, I guess.
Well, yeah, that could be.
Could be some of it, but it just seems like it has no issue of getting up and moving you around, you know. And I thought it was important for me to kind of go back and talk about my thoughts on it now, because I don't know if that 220-pound weight limit... That should be lifted, in my opinion, because I'm 240.
Yeah, and it deals with Spike no problem. It does top speed, and it gets up to top speed pretty quick, and it'll hold top speed. It's not, I mean, it being more than 220 might cut down the range a little bit, but.
Oh, right, right.
I mean, that's You can expect that from everything. Even if you're at the weight limit or below the weight limit, you know.
Yeah, you're not going to get the range that they say.
But the range is a very subjective thing, you know. There's a lot of factors involved.
Yeah, we've said in the past shows, if you put an infant on this thing, it's not going to get that many miles. I don't care how light the driver is.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Not going to get that
many
miles.
Some companies just shoot way high.
Like the one we were talking about earlier, we were looking before the show. They had like I think it was a 10-amp battery. They were saying it was going to get 28 miles.
It's like 28 miles,
it's like
right?
Knock it off.
That's not possible.
There's no way that'll ever happen. It's not going to happen with nobody on it.
Yeah,
there's
right.
No way, much less a human being with, you know, some substance to them, is going to ride that thing and get 28 miles. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, that should be false advertisement, in my opinion. But anyway, I wanted to run over that at least. I don't know how much you want to add to that, but I thought the cargo. I'll run over some features here. I know we kind of already did, but 350-watt motor. 12-inch tires, which I think that's another thing that's important there, too, is 12-inch tires, they seem to be smaller than a lot of their competitors.
A lot of seated scooters, yeah.
A lot of their competitors are 14, 16, you know. Those smaller 12-inch ones...
A little bit more torque.
Have a little easier time getting up and moving. But 36-volt, 7.5-amp battery, which is a 7.5-amp battery. I think I can realistically get on a good day, I could probably get about 11 miles out of that. Maybe towards 12. I don't know.
I got 13. Well,
you're also a lot lighter than
that,
too.
Well, and also some of that was
once
my
you
kid.
Rub it in.
My kid at 208.
Rub it in, Tubby. No.
Tub it in, Rubby. My son is 208, and he was riding it for a lot of those miles.
He got
it just kept going and going, and then it was getting later and later and later, and we were like, we're going to have to pack this in because the mosquitoes were starting to really kick us. So we packed it away, and the next day I went down the street and drove it around the parking lot until it started beeping, and that added another four. Well, so it was like 8.7 miles, and then plus another 4.3 or 5 or something miles.
So
almost 5 miles. So that's right around 13. It's right around 13. So, and that was just driving it. There was not a lot of hills involved. Not the greatest of road there, because a lot of bumps. But
any hills are going to kill batteries, too.
Yeah, right.
Well, funny thing is, too, just the other night, me, Shu, and Shu's son were riding, and I'm like, man, it's going to get dark before we even get out there. And he's like, you know what? I don't care, though. I want to go riding. I'm not going to sacrifice any. No, I want to go riding, so... Oh, well, sure enough, it was pitch black on some of the trails we were on.
We got about, 5 miles away, and then it got super dark. And then we come back, we're riding basically through the woods and on a paved trail, and we had our lights on, and we realized that, you know, the lights aren't that great. I mean, you know, when it's dark, the lights, without the lights, you'd be screwed. You'd be running across the grass and smashed into a tree.
Yeah,
the lights are what saved our asses. So, having lights on there and having the tail lights, we weren't bunching into each other. But people were walking on the trail. We didn't even see them until they were right next to us.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
It was pretty crazy.
I thought it was just some girl off on the side saw us coming, so she got off the road, realizing, okay, I have nothing reflective on me. They can't see me.
Yeah.
So, and then I didn't see her until she was feet away from me. I'm like, oh, shit. You know?
Right.
And
that was funny.
Your boy saw her, and he his same reaction right before mine, you know. But that was kind of intense at times, you know.
Yeah, it was cool. It was fun.
Yeah. But I do prefer day riding a little bit better, you know. On a nice, I thought it was really cool because we were in town, like a downtown area, just going along like all the shops, stores, bars, whatever. And I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
Going up that strip,
it was just about dusk.
I think
it was just starting to not be bright. Like the sun wasn't really affecting the brightness very much. So we were.
It was very cool.
Cruising through the town, and that was the boy's favorite part too. Was going through the town. He loves going through towns.
Yeah, that was very cool. But just to kind of reiterate some of my earlier thoughts of the Alpha Cargo, very cool, man. And a price point of $398, you can't go wrong with something like that.
Crazy.
You know, I mean, and these things are getting so popular, man. It seems like every company, they all got their version now.
The seated scooter is becoming very popular, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a very cool choice.
I think about getting another one for myself. At $400, it's completely worth it. Yeah. I would have no problem paying that much to buy one of these.
Yeah, they're super fun, man. If you don't want to be on a stand-up scooter, you know, because you feel a little timid about it, this thing's just like a bike. It's like a small bike. You just hit the throttle and go, man, and just...
Yeah, like I was saying, my wife refused to have ride a stand-up scooter, but she rode this, and she loved it.
Yeah.
But she just didn't... After she rode it one time, it just sat. So it sat for, 2 weeks or something, and then I would talk to Spike about it, and then I talked to her, and she's like, I don't really care. I never have time to go riding, so you do whatever you want.
Eyeing that Max.
Man, I really wanted that.
And he's like, man, Spike, you gotta take that
Cargo
for another ride.
Yeah,
I'm like, you will stop at nothing to make me feel bad so that you can have that.
Yeah, right.
That was one of my comments I said to him about it. You will stop at nothing.
Right, that was funny.
No, but
I knew right when he rode it and gave it more of a chance that he was gonna love it. And that Cargo is probably one of my favorites out of all of them.
And it's so cool that for you, I think the Journey Max is almost better because it's got one motor, the other motor, or both motor, and three speeds for each. So it's like a 9-speed scooter.
Yeah, right.
For me, I like shit more simple. For him,
he's always telling me that I'm the numbers guy or the whatever. What do you say? The
stats
details,
guy.
Stats. Yeah,
stats
the stats
guy. Yeah.
I look at that
battery fully out before you charge it. You know.
Yeah, I'm.
Which I do need to do that more often, but I don't pay attention to that stuff so much. You know,
and fully out means like, if
10%.
Like all the hover ones so far that we've looked at, they all have like a beep 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 to let you know that the battery, you need to charge it. So if you're off somewhere, and on the bus, you got like 2 miles or a mile and a half with the beeping.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good warning. I mean, that's like when your gas tank's almost on W for walk. It lets you know, hey, you got that gas light that comes on. This one has a beep. And most of them have that. And just to say again, you know, we ride a lot of different scooters now. And I was, last night when we were riding, I was back on the Boss. And man, I forgot about how much I liked the Boss. When I got back on
because
I was like,
yeah, right.
I was like, maybe I'll take the Boss to work and then just use it as something to drive around at work or something.
Go back and forth to
different buildings and stuff. And then now that I rode it, I'm like, I'm not going to take it to work because somebody will mess it up. I mean, somebody will smash it or steal it.
But anyway, we just want to drop some, a few words about the Alpha Cargo. And then we're going to proceed on with the show, the next topic, after these few words from one of our sponsors. Welcome to the Stone Cold Preview. What? Give me a couple of that steam coat.
Stone Cold, can I have some Superman ice cream?
What? There ain't no 31 flavors. We don't got no Superman flavors. We got Stone Cold flavors. We're gonna take this cold, we're gonna dazzle it up with a little bit of Stone Cold Sprinkle. You want butter pecan? Give me a hell yeah! What? 1989, it was Rebecca Schaefer, a model turned actress. Rebecca Schaefer's life was tragically cut short on July 18th, 1989, after she was shot and killed in the doorway of her home. Her murderer was an obsessed fan named Robert John Bardo, who had been stalking her for years. He reportedly became enraged with jealousy after seeing her in bed with another man on TV.
On TV, yeah.
I remember hearing about that, or it's something close to it, but it's like...
You think that this is... Like they had a thing about Joey on Friends, and Brooke Shields played some woman that was infatuated with him, but she called him Dr. Drake Ramore because that's who he played on TV, and she was obsessed with him. And that's, you know, you think, my gosh, people aren't that dumb or crazy, but they are.
Yeah.
Some people are, and this guy was. That's how nuts, that's how mentally ill this person was.
I mean, she looks familiar, but I couldn't tell you what show she's from.
Yeah, right.
You know, maybe a daytime soap or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
Rebecca
right.
Rebecca Schaefer for all I know. She's got a huge. I just happen to not know her, but
yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah, she's could be really pretty. Yeah. Another one. Which this one's really kind of weird. It's like Elizabeth Short, aspiring actress Elizabeth Short, aka the Black Dahlia, was found dead on January 15th, 1947. Though she wasn't famous before her death, her murder became highly publicized due to the graphic nature of the crime. Short's naked body was found severed into two pieces.
Yikes.
And drained entirely of blood. She also had cuts on one side of her mouth. One side of her mouth, thighs, and breasts. After a deep cut and lengthy After a deep and lengthy investigation, her murder still remains unsolved.
Yeah, I remember hearing about this one. That was pretty messed up. And
1947.
Yeah, that's quite a long time ago.
Jeez. I don't really know how much noise that's going to be making, but I just remembered we had those on.
Yeah, I was thinking about it too. If you guys hear some background noise, sorry, we got an air conditioner going because it's smoking hot up in the palatial mansion here.
Jeez. But yeah, so if it's a pain in the neck, deal with us on this one, and we'll get rid of it in the next one.
We'll turn it off two times for the next one.
Yeah.
Dominique Dunne, D-U-N-N-E.
Yeah, October 30th, 1982. She looks familiar, too.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, 1982, of course she's going to be, because, I mean, we were kids watching TV a lot when this would have came on. Anyway, actress Dominique Dunne was strangled by her ex-boyfriend, John Thomas Sweeney, in the driveway of her home on the evening of October 30th, 1982. She was transported to a local hospital where she was placed on life support. However, she never regained consciousness and died on November 4th. Even though Sweeney admitted he killed his girlfriend, when police arrested him, he was only sentenced to 6 years in prison for manslaughter.
Jeez.
6 years for killing his girlfriend.
What the heck, man?
Wow. He must be a family of money.
Yeah, right.
Best defense, you know? And this one, they made a crazy movie out of.
Yeah, I remember the movie.
What freaked me out about that movie so much was Robert, the guy in it. Eric Roberts.
Oh, yeah, Eric Roberts.
He was
Roberts.
Such a nut in that movie.
Eric Roberts played a whacked out person perfectly.
Yeah. He was
always extremely good at that.
Which it was.
No, fucking jolly.
Yeah. He was, Star 80 is the movie, and it's about Dorothy Stratton.
She was a Playboy centerfold, and I believe she got killed in 1980. Oh, yeah, the name of the movie was Star 80. That's
yeah.
right, yeah.
And, man, the movie is just... Man, I almost want to go see that again because...
It's been so long, I don't really remember a lot of it.
It might be more hokey because we've seen it when we were so young, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. But Playboy model Dorothy Stratton was brutally murdered at the age of 20 by her estranged...
20.
Jeez. Yeah, I know. She's barely alive, man. By the age of 20, by her estranged husband, manager Paul Snyder. Paul shot her and then shot himself in the West Los Angeles apartment on August 14, 1980. Her body was later found raped and beaten, and she had a gunshot wound on her face.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the guy was a complete nutbag. You see some of the behind-the-scenes, like, shit that she wouldn't have seen that they put in the movie that he, like, little just an example.
Like not, bits of him being nuts and talking to himself. I think yeah,
almost
I
like
him.
Shit that he had written down, or just, you know, as an example, something weird that he had written down, or some weird drawing, or that weird machine, sex machine thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember that?
I do remember.
I only made it as a joke. You got all nervous when people found it.
Yeah.
I only made it, Well, yeah, it took an awful lot of work to make something as a joke. But it almost looks like a sex thing that would just about kill somebody, you know what I mean? Or it just, you know, it just, you gotta see the movie. Star 80, it's a crazy movie. This is another weird one. Did they ever, I don't think they ever figured out his murder either, did they?
Yeah, probably not.
Notorious B.I.G. Biggie Smalls. But just like his rival Tupac, Biggie Smalls, a.k.a. the Notorious B.I.G., was killed in a drive-by shooting on March 9th, 1997, and his murder remains unsolved, okay? After leaving the Soul Train Music Awards, the rapper was gunned down by a man at a red light. He was shot four times and died shortly after arriving at Los Angeles Cedars-Sinai Hospital.
Wow. Yeah, that was one of the ones that I mean, I remember it happening, and I remember hearing about it, and him and Tupac, too.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the Tupac documentary. It was a lot of information that was definitely worth watching.
He was coming out of a Tyson fight, right? Tupac was?
I don't remember that.
I'm pretty sure. He was leaving a Tyson fight, and somebody...
The wife was watching it, and I was, like, on my computer half-ass watching it, so I missed a lot of it. But I don't even think they went over that part of it. Maybe in the last episode. I think she watched the last episode when I wasn't there.
So it was like a docu-series or something?
Yeah, it was, like, four episodes, I think. A lot of information. I mean, it was really well put together.
What was it on?
Hulu or Prime, maybe like, what's that, Peacock, something like that.
Okay.
I'm not positive.
Maybe I just started Peacock the other day because I wanted to look into Twisted Metal.
Oh, yeah.
Which it's kind of hokey.
It is, right.
It's got some Will Smithiness to it where he's got those lines that...
Oh, yeah, like...
He's got some Will Smith-esque lines, you know what I mean?
And, yeah, that guy...
It's kind of cheesy, but I'm still watching it. I
want to watch it. I like the game. You know, the game was fun.
I miss that game. I wish they would bring it back.
I think they might, or they might have, or they already did, should look it up on Steam.
It is a PlayStation exclusive, probably.
Oh,
too.
It is. Yeah. Well, that's.
I mean, unless they
garbage.
Unless it gets old enough to where they say, "Yeah, go ahead and send that to Steam or something," maybe. You know, I don't know. I don't know exactly how this shit works, but that would be kind of cool if they did.
Is this even Selena?
Even part 3 and 4 would still probably not be so old that they look bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because even some of the ones on. On PlayStation 1 were pretty good-looking games, especially for the time being, obviously. But this is Selena Quintanilla Perez. Perez.
I remember she was a Latin singer, very, very popular, and like her tour, her manager, I think, killed her, and it might have been a woman.
Oh, wait, look at... Yeah, founder of Selena.
Yes, the founder of the Selena fan club.
Rising star Selena...
Q.
Quintanilla. Yes, Selena Q. Perez. Was murdered by Yolanda... What is that? Saldivar? Saldivar, the founder of the Selena fan club on March 31st, 1995. Jeez, what a long time ago. Yeah. Almost 30 years. When Saldivar was accused of embezzling money... She bought a gun, lured the singer to Days Inn Motel, and shot her in the back. Selena died with injuries shortly after. She was 23.
I remember we watched a movie about this, and it was actually J-Lo that played Selena.
Oh, okay,
it's
yeah.
One of, it was early J-Lo too. This was like when one of the things that made J-Lo famous, I think. But
I remember
she
that
was
now.
A rising star, getting very popular, starting to get a big following, and I mean she was going to be huge. And then that girl murdered her.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, she could have been bigger than J-Lo, you know.
All because of a accusation.
Yeah, well, she did. She was embezzling money, too. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's...
Yeah.
That was just known.
Yeah, that's jacked up.
She died at 23 years old.
Terrible. Yeah, 23 years old, just like Star Haiti. You barely... 23 years old, 20. You're barely... Yeah, right.
20 well,
I mean,
years
three
old,
years
yeah.
apart, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, you're barely even alive.
Yeah, that's... It's terrible.
And the fashion dude, Gianni Versace...
Oh, wow.
Italian fashion designer Gianni Versace was murdered by serial killer Andrew Cunanan on July 15, 1997. He was shot and killed on the steps of his Miami mansion after his morning walk. It's still unclear what Cunanan's motive was, but he also killed four other people and later took his own life. Well, good. At least he took the trash out.
Yeah, at least he took the trash out. I like that.
Fucking pile of cow shit.
Yeah. Fucking urine-soaked nightmare.
They got some weird-looking shit on here. This is on Pop Crush, by the way, if you want to... popcrush.com/murdered-celebrities. Well, there's all kinds of crap on these pages. They're just... pages to find fun little content on.
Wait, what does that say?
Paul McCartney using AI to make final Beatles song with John Lennon.
Oh, come on. We're probably going to make a show about AI here eventually. Cause, I don't know. I mean, have we not learned anything from The Simpsons? Or, I mean, AI
does
it look inevitably...
like Paul McCartney? He's starting to not even look like himself.
He looks like an old woman now. You know, people... There was a big...
Weird.
He does look like the young Paul McCartney. I mean, you can see...
Yeah.
But his nose looks different and stuff. Like, but his eyes kind of look roughly the same. People said that Paul McCartney died.
Replaced.
And did you remember the backwards tracking on the album?
Yeah.
Paul's dead or something.
What was the one guy's name that supposedly... Supposedly, the conspiracy theory, the guy that stepped in for him, I can't remember his name. I knew it at one point. I can't remember it.
I remember...
Really easy to look it up.
I remember seeing him, you know, during the black and white era and stuff, and then the next time I saw him in something newer, he looked way different. His hair was too much long. Maybe it wasn't longer, maybe it was shorter. I can't remember, but his hair was different. And the way that, you know, when you grow your hair a certain length and it gets to a certain amount, it's going to kick out on the sides and stuff like that. It was doing that, but it wasn't doing that before. It kind of curled in. But maybe he curled his hair. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Could you have makeup,
who knows?
Makeup
I mean,
person backstage or whatever? I mean,
yeah.
Could be a lot of things, but.
I don't know.
He must be in the middle of saying something or the way look on his face there, but.
Well, that's the end of that list.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah, that's the end of it.
How about some questions and answers? Some bonus questions and answers. All right, let me come up with a question here.
Question for what?
I'm just joking.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's the end of that list.
I was going to make up some question and then answer it. How come water bottles are made of such flimsy plastic? Well, the reason is because if you use thicker plastic, it uses more plastic.
Mm,
and the thinner plastic traps the dolphins' mouths easier. So, I'm kidding. I don't know what. I mean, less waste, you know.
Okay, the final soundbite.
Stupid.
I know where you're going with that, but it's exactly right. Companies get so fucking cheap that you got to have a cap so small, but by the time you get it off, it goes flying out of your hand.
Right, it's like
I can't count
unscrewing
how many times
a nickel. It's like unscrewing a nickel. It's going to fall out of your fingers.
It falls out of your hand, and then it's on the floor, with the cap side down to where that's the part you put on your mouth. You don't want to put it back on the bottle because what do you might as well just pour the bottle out and drink it off the floor.
Or just put the bottle up your ass and then drink it.
Yeah.
It's usually what I do.
A final song by the Beatles is The Docket to Emerge This... Merge Later? Wait, jeez. Let me start that over. A final song by the Beatles is On the Docket to Emerge Later This Year after the Beatles legend Sir Paul McCartney, now 80, used AI to extract the voice of the late John Lennon, his famed Beatles bandmate and songwriting partner, to make a new recording from an older tune.
Why don't they just use that face stuff, you know, that deep fake, and they can have a video with him in it, too?
Yeah, why not?
You know, dancing like in doing the Running Man.
Holograms. Like hologram, right? They had a Michael Jackson concert, I think, with the hologram, I think.
Well, I mean, like a deep fake. If you go on to...
You mean where it's an actual person?
Yeah, it's like Bill Hader is doing an impression of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And they change his face to Arnold Schwarzenegger's
face. Cruise, yeah.
And
that
Tom
was
Cruise
awesome, man.
And what's the... Hoo-ha!
Oh, yeah, Pacino, yeah.
Al Pacino, yeah.
Yeah, man, they did a good job on it. He does a great job on those
he
voices,
He does great
man.
Voices, yeah. He
I
really
never
does.
Knew about that.
Yeah, he's hilarious. I mean, those voices
I've heard
are
of Bill
so
Hader
cool.
100 times, but I never knew that, wow. You know, you hear about comedians, you know, because you, like Brendan Schaub. You ever hear Brendan Schaub? It's not even funny. It's just bad, man. I think broads find him good looking. So they just laugh at it because they want to place his balls in their mouth or something. I don't get it. It's not funny. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that Joe Rogan does. And
a lot of
mad respect for Joe Rogan. I don't think he's that funny, though.
No, he does a lot of stuff that's cool. I like his podcast, and I like that he's just blatantly honest, and he doesn't take a side. If you come on and you're saying something that he doesn't agree with, he will listen to you and he will make a decision.
Yeah, he does.
I've seen him flip flop.
He holds back on stuff though.
Yeah,
he won't just come out and say certain things. There's shit he does hold back on, which
I've seen him flip on the moon landing. He was talking about the moon landing. I've seen too much evidence that it's not real and stuff. And then, like, Neil Tyson deGrasse was like, the moon landing is real. And he's like, it is real. Like, you hypnotized him. I mean, I don't know what the hell, how it all went down, but...
Yeah, he pulled a...
Jedi mind trick?
No, he told him to grab that cup.
Kilgrave.
Yeah, he told him to throw that coffee in his face.
Pick up that coffee. Throw it in your face.
Pick up that coffee. The moon landing happened.
That's all it took.
But, yeah, you're going to take the classic band of the Beatles that was giant, and you're going to just turn into AI, I guess.
Yeah, you're just going to... I mean, I don't know, man. I mean,
whatever.
What's the reason for it? You don't need money, do you? Is rent due? What's going on?
I guess it's... I don't know. I guess it's
is
about...
He just wants to be immortalized, and he wants people to... I mean, he's probably already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'm sure.
You know what, though? I gotta say, it's better than putting out a song with Sean Ono or Julian Lennon. Because it's like, you can't pick one or the other, so don't pick either of them. You know what I'm saying? Talking about his sons.
Well,
right?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm thinking about that. Sitting on a pedal by the something. What? Playing guitar.
Is that John
Wondering
Lennon?
Wondering if we're ever gonna get that far. It's Julian Lennon.
Oh, yeah. I thought he had some decent stuff.
Yeah, not
for
bad.
A little while
he has
there.
A nice voice. Yeah, I'd listen to him. I mean, I
would much rather listen to Julian Lennon than Sean Ono. My gosh.
Does he freak out and do
Look
weird?
Out! It's gonna be alright! It's gonna be alright!
I'll have to find it.
Familiar.
Be all right.
Here it is. It's all right. Well, it's just rich people problems.
Yeah, right. what Steve Vai did with Yeah Yo Gak.
This is almost like Thomas Dolby. Oh, he's so sporadic?
Yeah, right. It's just they recorded the little kid talking. Obviously, the kid was a little bit neurotic because he keeps saying, I'm going to be all right. Does he really believe it? I don't know if he believes it.
Jeez, I didn't know he sounded so little either. I didn't.
He is little. It's a little kid.
Right, I know. At this time, he was probably 10 or 11. I don't know.
Dude, that totally reminds me of Yeah Yo Gak. It's like,
Gaggy, I see you. Yeah Yo Gak.
Remember that?
Yeah.
What is that? It's Steve Vai. He's like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, Yo Gak. He's playing the guitar.
Here.
It's funny.
Daddy!
I forgot about that, man. Yeah. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I mean, I have that in my car, you know, where you plug the little USB drive in there. Oh, is that it? Free as a bird.
Artificial intelligence, is this it?
In music.
With the rise of AI and its related applications such as ChatGPT, AI is finding a foothold in music. After an AI-created official Oasis album recently emerged, man, I didn't know that, former Oasis guitarist Noel Gallagher said AI would be the final nail in the coffin of music. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can really say. Maybe we'll do an episode. We'll have ChatGPT write an episode, and we'll just do that.
Free as a Bird's 1995. Lennon was long gone by then, it's a song that he wrote that he would want to add Lennon to. Is that what he's getting at?
I don't know. I think they're gonna do a whole new thing.
Because it said he was bringing it up to a classic.
Oh. Like a bird flying around a room, looking at pictures. Wow, what a shitty rendition. I mean, the bird, it stops flapping like it's hovering. It's a hovering bird.
Come on. We've already heard this song before, so he's just adding Lennon into it. I don't get it.
I don't think this has anything to it.
Yeah, no, this is just from the anthology. This is not the AI one.
Yeah, shut this crap off.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to brag on the Beatles. They definitely have a spot in history, for sure.
What's it called? Blues, you would really like. That's a very cool Beatles tune. I should find
Beatles. It. You know what I really like is Live and Let Die, when Guns N' Roses sings it.
Yeah.
And also,
I don't mind the Beatles version.
Knocking on Heaven's Door.
I don't mind the Beatles version. That's
it's pretty good.
Beatles, what was I just saying? What song? Oh, Blues.
Blues Clues?
Why did John Lennon wrote your blues?
Yeah, that's pretty
good. Yeah, nice writing there.
Yeah, it's nice to know that the average IQ, or the average grade finished by American people has dropped to third now.
Yeah, your blues is I'm going to find this on YouTube just so we can we'll go out on that one. Yeah. I mean, it's a total blues tune, you know.
Is this Lennon singing?
Yeah.
Okay.
These guys really dug Motown. So this brings a lot of that out, you know.
Okay.
They had some more obscure stuff that I thought was really cool that, you know, more weird, you know, more... Let's get high and write something kind of stuff, you know?
Like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. That doesn't mean LSD. He said, no, that's something that my kid said. Like, yeah, your kid's smoking LSD too.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you get the idea. But
yeah, I like bluesy stuff like that.
Some of the
that remind you know what that reminds me of? Just a little bit.
What?
From Jack White, White Stripes.
Oh my gosh, Jack White is probably
like, that song is cool. I like that song. You know what I'm talking about?
There's probably so much, maybe I'm not sure, but there's probably a lot of Beatles influence with Jack White.
I bet, yeah, because that
a lot.
That's really cool guitar in that song.
He's got some cool stuff.
Yeah, he's
I've never been a big fan, but I can respect some of the stuff he does.
Him and his sister were married. I'm kidding, but they always said that was his sister, but that was actually his wife. So
right.
They just recently came out with that, or somebody pulled the rug out from underneath them.
Hey, you know what? It's cool though that they're able to keep it going, keep the ball rolling, get divorced, and just deal with it, whatever.
Hey, thanks for listening, guys. We're gonna burn out of here. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
See you next week.
This is Shu.
Do you enjoy looking in my eyes to get a reading on how I feel, what I think?
This is Spike.
Yeah, because you're so beautiful.